This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Take a deep breath, relax now that the Chinese space station has finally tumbled to Earth. Oh, but it was nowhere near Southwest Michigan. It fell in the South Pacific. Close. New poll shows out 44% of Americans say they'll watch baseball this season. 44%. That's compared to 56% who won't. If that turns out to be true, it would be the lowest level of baseball viewership since 2009. Gotta have something to see, right? There's a resort and campground in Rhode Island looking for a lifeguard for the summer. Oh, it's a clothing optional resort, so they're kind of having a hard time finding someone. So hard that they say applicants can wear suits. There's a lot of DNA information out there with 23andMe and Ancestry.com and the like. Get ready for the next innovation, a $50 DNA test that predicts IQ levels. Oh, the science is already out there. Scientists have linked hundreds of genes to intelligence. Only thing left is for somebody to start offering a mail-in test to reveal your IQ potential. It's coming. And the largest cruise ship ever has started its maiden voyage, Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas. It takes 6,600 passengers and 2,200 crew members. Ship is doing checkout cruises in the Mediterranean right now, but it'll be moving to the Caribbean. Next cozy cruise, perhaps? Hello? Carol Olson? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. The Pozu Online Shoe Company is freaking out fans of Star Wars. Why? Because they have a whole new line of shoes inspired by the movie franchise, including Han Solo sneakers. They actually got a license from Lucasfilm and are now selling shoes and boots inspired by other characters as well, including Chewbacca and Rey. Well, it's true. It's who you know. 85% of all jobs are filled because of networking. That means people who reach out and maintain personal relationships have a huge advantage over those who ignore their networks. And all this networking is much more effective when it's done during good times. Waiting till disaster strikes to go looking for favors just doesn't work. This is sad. According to a new study by Homes.com, 70% of respondents say they would have had a hard time qualifying for a mortgage. 52% say they didn't have enough savings for a down payment, and 9% say they have already given up hope of ever owning a home. Future doesn't look much brighter. 48% said they had no reason to think their situation would change for the better in the next 3 years. Then again, hope springs eternal, right? 68% said they believe they will eventually own a home. David Bailey of Manchester, Maryland, has made it a mission to make homemade canes and walking sticks for veterans. David is known as the Stick Man, but not because of his walking stick project. Instead, he's had the nickname since he was a kid because he's so darn skinny. Just so happens that the Stick Man nickname works these days. David estimates he's given away 450 unique walking sticks over the past 4 years using wood from anywhere he can find it, including old barns and trees. His property is now filled with donated wood that he continues to pour his heart and woodworking skills into, turning that wood into gifts that honor veterans in the area. Here are a few random facts. April Fool's Day and Easter were on the same day this year for the first time since 1956. Just in case you care when it will happen again, it's 11 years in 2029. Did you know or do you care the tallest building in Vermont is an 11-story apartment building in Burlington that's only 124 feet tall? Jingle bells. was originally written as a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song. And there's a strong statistical connection between how much chocolate a country eats and the number of Nobel Prize winners they have. Still a few seats on the bus for our Sunday bus trip to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago to see the Tigers play the White Sox. Spencer Rivers will host that bus trip this coming Sunday with Cozy. Tickets include your comfortable Cardinal bus ride to and from in the company of Spencer Rivers, Rogers Snack Pack as well, and of course, ticket to the game. $85, what it'll cost you, and you can buy them right now at RadioSuperSaver.com or just pop into the station on Napier in Benton Harbor. We got some tickets left. Not a lot, but we've got some. Tiger bus trip, first of many this summer. This Sunday, Knucklehead News out of Missouri, where the Sonic fast food restaurant has put up a notice in their drive-thru, warning customers that they won't be served if they're smoking weed at the window. Restaurant in Gulfport, Mississippi, posted the sign after somebody blew smoke in the face of a worker. The store's sales manager said the staff was just getting tired of smelling weed in general. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about, email paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675. And feel free to drop things off here at the station, 11637 M140 in South Haven. That's right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com and on great podcasting outlets like Google Play and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ayendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.